Let's go. Chad Herman, Dave Ergen, Susan K. Jones here for the next 3 hours. Jason follows up. And then the inept ball club steps in. We'll get to those lads at some point today. But let's start with the very serious topic of the death penalty. It's in the news again the last probably 3-4 days. If you're in Missouri, it's been in the news for a long time. State of Missouri executed Marcellus Williams yesterday. Lethal injection. There are a number of questions raised. I'm not going to go through all the questions, but I'll point out some of the key points here that the local prosecutor whose office obtained the murder conviction going back 21 years ago did not want Williams put to death. There are questions about DNA evidence. There are questions about excluding black individuals to be a part of the jury system. In this case, in the end, the governor and the Supreme Court of the nation turned down Williams's team and their request to stop him from putting where he's been for years and years, the potential of death penalty. It happened last night. I am very conflicted on this because I believe certain acts are so venal, so disgusting, so heinous, so violent, so vicious that that person, he or she does not deserve to live. And I understand that the way our system works, it takes a great deal of time. It costs a great deal of money. And I'm not convinced it plays any deterrent whatsoever. But I don't believe our justice system has to base every decision by a judge or a jury or the sentencing with the thought of, will this stop others? I think you have to judge each case the way the law is written, have a fair representation on both sides, and render a decision. On something like this, though, and the family also of the victim also wanted Williams just to serve life in prison. And we've talked about this before, Dave. I don't want to say the family should be silent because they absolutely should be heard. But families and how objective they can and can't be, if we're going to go that route, then we're changing our justice system dramatically. I believe that we still should have the possibility of the death penalty. And we're in a stretch right now where there's 3 or 4 individuals in like 7-8 days who are going to be put to death unless something dramatically changes. I still believe if it is rarely used because some of these acts deserve it, I believe it should exist in our country. My conflict is cases like this where the prosecuting team is saying we have questions, DNA questions, exclusion of jurors of peers. We have found out when mistakes have been made, and it's not often that the sweetest, kindest, most perfect individuals ever, because in this case, Williams has other convictions, but that on the act itself, that it turned out she wasn't the person or he wasn't the person. I know a lot of people believe, are we lowering ourselves as a society if we're punishing people who've killed others and then we're doing the same to them? Others might say, is this an easier way out for someone to be put to death compared to decades and decades behind bars? We also have the debate, Dave, in this case it was lethal injection, of ways to put individuals and kill them, and serious problems which have taken place where it was borderline torture. So where do people stand on this? Are there examples in society today when all the evidence is laid out? Not just the immediate reaction. Because I get it. There are times when you hear about things that happen and your immediate reaction is, this person shouldn't live. No. But then a trial takes place. Do those individuals have fair representation? Does it compare in any way to the prosecution? But are there examples in our society, in the United States of America, where you think the appropriate result is you put an individual to death, you end their life? Or do you think because our justice system is like all of us as human beings, flawed and not always accurate, that we cannot put to death, let's say, 50 people. Let's just use that example. And then we find out one was put to death incorrectly. And it's not worth the other 49. It's not worth the other 100, whatever the number might be. What do you want to say? I want to hear from Dave, and I'd love to hear from you on this. We're going to get to lighter stuff, but this is a big story nationally. And it comes up around us, and the debate is out there because, sadly, in our society today, we have individuals who are evil and are willing to exact some sort of punishment that causes some of us to think the worst punishment available has to happen to this person. But there's a lot of the caveats that I raised, and there are more that you can raise. You think the death penalty should still exist? It's needed, it's necessary, or absolutely not? Provide some nuance. You want to call on this topic? We love your phone calls. Want to add something different? That'd be great. 651-461-9226. Or you want to text? That's fine. Same number. StilesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. All right, let's continue to get plenty of feedback on this lighter topic, the death penalty. All right, Dave, we've talked about it before. I know where you stand. A lot of people don't. I have said in rare circumstances, I think it should happen. But I'm still there, but I'm conflicted because I know mistakes can happen. I know there are questions on race. There are questions on finances. And if we end up putting one person to death, which we've done, does that defeat the whole point? We need to stop and just send individuals to prison for life. And for some, that's more of a punishing punishment than the other option. What do you want to say?
You say that there should be the death penalty in certain circumstances, but I don't think you can name those circumstances, and that's a problem because there's nuance, because every situation is different, and because if you get 12 people in a jury together and they have to decide the sentence on a guilty verdict, whether it's going to be life in prison or death penalty, you're going to get a different answer from different juries. on the exact same circumstance. It's just, it's how it is. I don't think it can be dealt out fairly, and certainly no sentence can, but the death sentence is obviously something very different than even life in prison.
You're right about you might have differences. Sometimes it's a judge. Sometimes it's jurors. I would say there where you have differences in the Williams case in Missouri, there are clear questions where even the prosecuting team is saying, no, we have questions.
Correct.
DNA, makeup of the jurors, and some other points. There's this other new law that was used. I won't get too deep in the weeds in that. There are sometimes, Dave, when someone kills multiple people and there is not a shred of doubt that he or she did it. None.
Mm-hmm.
It is a quick decision. Sometimes it's even just the person pleading guilty.
Yep.
And it's as vile can get. So if there's not a speck of doubt, and it is so vicious, is that a case where you would consider? Because those happen in our society, sadly.
I'd get closer to considering, but still no. I just think it's to a point where the death penalty is archaic. I think it's not becoming of who we're at least trying to be as a society. Put it like that. I think we as Americans, as civilized people, should be trying to be better than punishing, let's say, murder with murder.
Let's get to some of the text. In my opinion, and again, we'd love more, 651-461-9226, Rena, in about 10. In my opinion, I think being locked up for life is just as bad. Imagine me in a small little cell for the rest of your life. I would rather be dead. There's a divide in our country about that, Dave.
Yeah.
And by the way, the individual who is the one who committed this murder or these murders should not be given the option. I'm not for that person having the option. I get how our default might be, let's say you're 30 years old and you did this and quickly were found guilty. And the thought is 50 years in prison or ending your life. And some might say they'd rather have their life ended in the hypothetical. I don't know if you'd feel that way if it was actually you and that option. And again, they aren't the ones who should be given an A or a B in this case. More text, 651-461-9226. Absolutely for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing another person. It would be the last time he or she killed someone. I know the lie detectors are not allowed in court, but I think they work. I wonder if the individual took a lie detector test and passed it. Would that be enough to give them the death penalty? I think it should. The problem is there are studies, and you know this, Dave, where they show that lie detectors can be very effective, and other times they're not. And because of that issue, that's why lie detectors are either used in a very limited way or they're thrown out. For me, there's been too much discrepancy and uncertainty about lie detectors for me to believe in them. How about you?
I mean, I believe on them with the Maury Povich show, but other than that, no, we're not bringing lie detectors into a courts of law when we're talking about life and death and crime and punishment and all that stuff. But a case like Marcellus Williams, every other death penalty case you can think of where it takes you know, so long, so many years for the sentence to be carried out because it's appeal after appeal after appeal. To me, that just shows that we know our system has flaws. We know it is not perfect. That's why we give it so many opportunities. And for a case like this to go through all those years and you still have the prosecuting attorney's office saying, whoa, 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 hold up here. We think something's really amiss about this case. And we still go through with it? Are you kidding me?
Here's someone who doesn't listen. You guys always look out for the criminal. Sickening. I've never heard you put a victim first in reasonings. We do all the time. And by the way, I'm the one saying I'm for the death penalty. Honestly. It is amazing how certain people have arrived at a conclusion despite what somebody might be saying.
Yeah, I'm not pro-death penalty, but I'm not saying let them go.
No, I don't think Dave said, give him a house like it's Oprah and a car.
No, 12 consecutive life sentences sounds very good to me.
Yeah. More text. Chad, no person or groups of individuals should be allowed to choose who lives or who dies. More text. Cost for all these appeals is too much. Lock them up. If you didn't execute Terry Nichols, no one else in this country should get the death penalty. Dave is right. We need to be better in society with meeting violence with violence. Only our higher power can decide that. Well, that's not what you're saying. Okay. I don't think you're saying it is up for God to make this decision. Why don't you just go expand?
Yeah, I'm not saying God is going to strike somebody down if they deserve it immediately after a murder, but I'm saying the whole point of prison is rehabilitation, and I get it. If somebody murders 12 people in cold blood and it's awful and horrible, they probably can't be rehabilitated, and even if they could, they're going to stay in prison. But I just think we need to be better as a society, or at least strive to be better than, well, you killed somebody or multiple people, so I think if we need to kill you too. Lock them up, throw away the key, isolation, I don't care what it is, but I think we can be better than death penalty.
The same, let's quote my father here, genius, who offered up the information before, you guys always look out for the criminal, then added, your reason the criminal may be innocent, but the victims are always innocent. Think of them and their families once not. Even though Dave and I have a disparity in the death penalty, none of this, zero, has been to let them out or not punish. Dave is saying, if in his belief, it should not be a death penalty, but they should go to prison for the rest of their life. It wasn't to go to the villages and play golf and hang out. Arena Sargentopoulos is next on News Talk 830 WCCO. The delight is here. Arena, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. One week ago today, what stopped working at my house, Arena Sargentopoulos? What stopped working at my house?
Well, it wasn't your heating and air conditioning, because the fine folks at, I don't even remember the name of the company.
Correct. Yes, K&S. Yeah, they're amazing.
K&S, there you go. Let's see. What stopped working at your house 1 week ago? The dishwasher.
My refrigerator stopped working.
No good.
Yeah, no good. So we have a fridge now, and I had to go back yesterday after I had to throw everything out. Oh, goody. That was fun. And just had spent too much money the day before stocking up the fridge and freezer. So it felt even better. Felt even better. Okay. And I want the texters to chime in, too. 651-461-9226. So now, empty refrigerator, empty freezer. Yeah, we got the backup freezer out in the garage, though. What do you have to get when you're restocking your new fridge? What do you have? So Rena's going. Dave, do we think Rena likes grocery shopping? Is she one who orders online? Does she go in? Is it a family thing? Does she bring the daughter? Does she go to multiple grocery stores? What's your guess of Rena in her shopping pattern?
I think her she is mostly a one-store person, solo, get it done as quickly as possible.
I agree 100%. Rena, what's the answer?
I mean, in my dreams, that would be the way to go. That doesn't always happen, as you guys know, with children. But
yep.
I do enjoy shopping in the sense that I want to pick out my own stuff. I don't want to shop online
Me
and
too.
Have someone else go pick out what
Mm-mm.
kind of strawberries I want. No, thanks.
Thank you.
But I am a one-store shopper. I'm not going to drive around town looking for the best deal on shredded cheese. Like, that's just, I'm not that person. And I'm also bad at, like, planning ahead at, like,
cheese.
What dinners are going to be. So, like, I go to the store probably 3 or 4 times a week. Really bad at shopping.
I think, okay, Harrigan, I think there are a lot of people who do that, though. Now, sometimes your schedule doesn't allow you to do that. Sometimes it's better. I know plenty of people who, no, I'm not very good at just going once a week. I need to go every couple days to plan things out. How about you, Dave? Where are you guys at?
We're probably in every few days. I mean, we once a week to stock up, you know, the staples, get plenty of fruit and vegetables and, you know, the milk and the eggs, but it's probably a couple times a week where, hey, I want to make this for dinner tomorrow night. I'm going to, mm-hmm. you know, make a plan. But making a full week worth of meal planning, you know, some people do that. Those people are nuts.
Yes. Yeah,
they
I
are.
Can't. Yeah. Well, there are
some
days
for, like, chilling out, man.
Yeah. Our somebody we all know well, Lindsay Gansel. She is a professional meal prepper. Now, with all her health issues that she's battled, and I haven't chatted with Lindsay in a little bit, so I hope she's fantastic. And I know we all feel that way. But she used to, like, Sundays, she'd tell me she'd devote 5 hours, and she'd be set for the rest of the week. And I'd be jealous, but I'd be like, nah, I don't want to do that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that's a lot of... Okay, so Rena, you're going out to your exclusive hoity-toity grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And you are now stocking a new fresh fridge, or a previously owned fridge. It's kind of a temporary fridge through a friend. What are your must gets? Also, text me. You need to fill up the fridge, even if it's in the short run. What do you have to get? 651-461-9226. Rena, what do you need to get in your fridge?
Were you out of everything? Like,
I had to throw it all out.
And okay, so, like,
yes.
First of all, you know, ketchup is my first answer.
Oh God, you're so hang up on her. I mean, honestly,
that's funny.
Ketchup.
I do love condiments. So, like, I'm going and getting mustard and, like, many different kinds of mustard. I'm a many different kinds of mustard gal. I very rarely use yellow mustard, but I use
what?
All the other mustards.
Yeah, no, that's
yes.
fine. So how many? Okay, no, I'm brown mustard. How many?
Oh, we went down, I mean, the path.
Dave, are there, like, 8, 9 mustards in the Rena Sargentopoulos fridge?
You can get a lot of mustards. You got your brown, your gray poupon, your extra spicy, your German style, a lot of mustards.
Yep. Honey mustard.
Mm.
There's just, it's endless. Mustard is an endless possibility.
Wow. Okay, so 7 mustards the first time you go. Okay, I have that now. What else?
Milk, eggs, cheese.
Mm-hmm. Not shredded cheese, apparently.
Carrots and hummus. I eat carrots and hummus every day of my life.
Really?
Yes.
I think hummus is...
You know what my lunch is every day? 2 spicy beef sticks, carrots and hummus, and fruit.
Explains a lot. Harrigan, explains a lot.
Actually sounds delightful. I like the
Doesn't
beef
it?
Sticks.
Thank you.
I do veggies and hummus quite a bit, too. Get the single serving packs. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. That's let's break the hummus discussion down because this is captivating. I know that. I think you have to start going to the single serving unless you're the Rena obsession hummus person. Because most of these tubs of hummus, you got to get tired of the hummus and you end up throwing away the hummus and it isn't all consumed. Except if it's you and you're
I have a specific container that I put my hummus in every day. I buy the giant vats and then I put my hummus in every day. And then I wash it out when I come home.
Do you get spicy hummus, plain hummus? Which hummus do we have?
Plain hummus. Plain hummus.
Oh, look, that's disgusting. Okay, come on. You got to have some variety in your hummus, don't you?
No. That's when you get sick of it. Just hummus.
Okay.
Good. It's good for you.
Do you get your spicy beef sticks at the same grocery store, or do you go to a butcher for your beef sticks?
No, I'm not that fancy. Just at the grocery store.
I think butcher beef sticks are noticeably better than grocery store beef sticks. What's that?
So I can try? Are you going to buy me some? So
yeah.
I can try?
All right. Next time I see you, I will have them in my pocket for like 3-4 days. And then you can try. You know what? In fact, just in case I bump into you, I will always, you know, in fact, I'll leave in the car. You know, now that it's like 75
by dogs everywhere.
Yes, yes, exactly. Harrigan, are you with me? The butcher's beef sticks are better than grocery store beef sticks.
I think they generally are, but I don't mind slumming it with some straight grocery store beef sticks. You can find good brands.
I think maybe I'm a beef stick elitist.
You're a snob.
You know, it's a good reminder.
Really?
It's a good reminder. In fact, today I will go buy some beef sticks. Von Hansen's is a place for excellent beef sticks, you know. Among the items so far, garlic stuffed olives. I love garlic stuffed olives. Rena?
I'm in. I'm in. Absolutely, yeah. I'm in. I'm Greek. I have to like olives. There's no other option.
Were you, like, at the age of one, did your parents say, you're Greek, let's start eating garlic stuffed olives right now?
Well, for Kalamata, for sure. I don't know if they started off with the garlic stuffed, but
yeah, they should have.
You graduate to that. I think you have to be 3.
Harrigan, remind me where you are on olives.
Olives are heinous.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy. Are you against mushrooms, too? Are you anti-mushroom?
No, mushrooms are fine. I don't love them. I don't hate them. But olives, I really have a strong aversion to.
Well, you're wrong. Okay, let's just resolve it that way, okay? I think shredded cheese be outlaw. Make America great again. Get it? Great again?
Oh, hey. Another great idea.
White wine. I'm not much of a white wine person.
Nope.
Yeah, just let's go with the best. Melrose Meat Market. Butcher way better. Osseo Meats. Osseo Meats is excellent. Among the items. By the way, more people agree with me on the butcher beef sticks. You must have a butcher nearby, right?
I don't know. That just sounds really expensive. I'm like an extra trip.
Are you that busy that you can't, you know, drive a mile out of your way to go?
I'm not
to
busy,
go get
I'm
a better
lazy.
Beef stick.
There's a difference.
This texter, butcher, different one. Butter, fresh veggies, yogurt, eggs, milk, cheese, mustard, pickles. Can I say this about milk? Milk just drinking it on its own.
Nope.
Overrated.
Totally.
Yeah. Harrigan,
drinking milk on its own.
I like milk. I'm a milk fan.
You seem like a milk fan.
Thank you very much. I feel that's insulting, but I don't care.
It
Dad,
is.
Dad, yes. Are you saying it as though it's spelled M-E-L-K?
I kind of am. I'm a Minnesotan.
Okay.
Milk. Do you go milk? Should I go milk?
Yes. Yes, because that's the word.
That's accurate. I mean, when she goes at you and she has the proof, there's really nowhere to go, is there?
Nope.
All right, we have to go. We have to
okay,
go.
Fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't
so go have
fun
some
anyway.
Of your milk, and then I'm going to have a beef stick on me anytime you see me. I'll just have, you know,
all right.
Variety, and it's maybe it's been in the car for 2-3 weeks. Thank you.
See ya.
Marina Sargentopoulos, check her out on Care 11. She's on every second of the day. Before this show is done, we'll find out the bumper music theme. We have good guests coming up. We also have a chance, once again, make me laugh. And if you do that at some point during the show, we'll let you know when. You win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the X. When, Dave?
Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2025.
How about that? For a great comedian at the X, just have to make me laugh and you win those tickets some point before the show is done. We're talking childcare with Reed Forgrave from the Star Tribune early next hour. Linus Construction Time Check. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.